Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, it's dust in the wind for Kevin Johnson, finally. And a lot of other stuff to get to. Let's celebrate the Carbach-Crawford Bach here at Twin Peaks. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood for the Carbach-Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort, and a very special guest back in studio. It's a producer, Nick, back there.
How's it going, Nick?
Going pretty good, man. How y'all doing?
That good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a long hesitation, yeah. But okay.
Hey, if you want to get in today, no phone calls, because we're on the road. We're at Twin Peaks on the Katy Freeway in Kirkwood. Very easy to find, very easy to get to, and really nice Twin Peaks, I have
Not
to
bad.
Say. But you can get on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And of course, we're out here celebrating the release of Crawford Bach from Carbach, which is being rolled out here and available at all the Twin Peaks locations here in the city on draft. And we're supposed to have a raffle today, so if you come out and order one on draft, you're supposed to get a raffle ticket. So hopefully that'll happen.
That'll come to fruition?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to be at this Twin Peaks because, A, we get off at 5:30 today.
Yes.
And
for Aggie basketball, which you should listen to so we still get the ratings.
Yes. But what's great about that from this particular location is that I won't have to get on 610 or 290 to go home. My second thing that I like about this location is my favorite waitress from the Woodlands location moved here. My girl, Beth, moved here. So this is
awesome.
This is exciting news. And she's now at this location. So this is my new favorite location of Twin Peaks.
I have to say I'm really impressed with this one. And, it wasn't that far from me. It was about 20 minutes to
get
here. So that's always a good thing. But, it's I-10 in Kirkwood. It's really easy to find. And, as always, lots of great food, lots of great
drinks. Scenic views.
Scenic views all over. The views here?
Super scenic.
Super scenic. No question. And
my girl, Beth, she brings the scenic view.
Yeah.
Super scenic.
There's a lot of scenery around here.
That's right.
So come on out and see us. We'll be doing the show till 5:30 today, out for Aggie basketball. And as I mentioned at the top, not a shock at all, Kevin Johnson, dead.
Oh, well, not dead. King Kong Bundy, though, actually dead.
King Kong Bundy is actually dead, yeah.
R.I.P. King Kong Bundy. But, yeah, Kevin Johnson, I mean, the Texans, no Texans move over the last few days has been anything that we didn't completely and fully expect to happen.
Right.
Oh, Jadeveon Clowney signs they signed him to the franchise tag. Okay, yeah, we knew that was going to happen. Kevin Johnson gets cut.
Yep.
No, there's no news. I mean, there's still some maybe things out there, like maybe the Texans will re-sign Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
That to me is something that would be newsworthy.
If I were a betting man, and sometimes I am, I would expect that to happen. From what I understand, they really want to get him back, and I think they're close enough that.
So, what are the odds?
I'm going to go 73%.
Okay. What are the odds the Texans release Whitney Mercilus in the near future?
I'm going to say 50-50 on that.
Okay.
I think a lot depends on.
So that would be newsworthy if it happened.
Right? Yeah,
That would be a whoa. Okay.
Certainly a possibility.
I think so too.
So. But the Kevin Johnson thing, not a surprise. It's $9 million in cap room. They did leave the door open that they might bring him back on a smaller salary.
He's just not good. Yeah, right? I think it's a waste of time.
Yeah, at this point, I think you just cut the cord and move on. And
Can we bring you back at a smaller salary so when you're hurt, we're paying you less to be hurt?
Exactly.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I would just move on. I'd find a new body that can actually give you something more.
On the Clowney thing, I saw a story today that I thought was pretty interesting where the guy postulated that the Colts should make a huge offer.
Postulated?
Yeah, it's like a theory.
Yeah, no, I know what it means, but I mean, you're hitting me with the hammer in the first segment with the big words.
I've probably been listening to Charlie
too much. Nick, did you know what postulated means?
No.
Aaron?
I've heard it before. I have no idea.
Okay, man, see, you're going way over our audience's head Fred. But
theorized that the Colts, is theorized better?
Theorize better.
Okay. Theorize that the Colts should make an offer to Jadeveon Clowney that would either, A, make the Texans pay way too much for him, or, B, not match, and then they lose him and make themselves better while weakening the Texans.
Okay. Well, here's a couple things I would say about that. The Colts have, like, more cap space than anybody in the world.
They do.
So they could easily do that.
Right. That was part of it. Theory.
So... here's the deal for the Texans if that were to happen. You would get two first-round draft picks.
Yep.
One would be, what, 25?
Yeah.
And the other one would be next year's, which I'm going to put on the table, is probably going to be lower than 25 because I think the Colts are going to be really good this year.
Unless Andrew Luck breaks again.
Right.
In which case it could turn into a really good pick.
And if they add Jadeveon Clowney, I mean, now you're strengthening that defense. I mean – the Colts could be scary good next year. So for the Colts, I think it's not a bad move. It's not an awful thing for the Texans. I mean, you get some fresh blood. You're probably going to end up letting that guy walk next year anyway. So I don't think it's a bad idea for the Colts. And I wouldn't cry about it if I'm the Texans if it happened.
Yeah, if I'm the Texans and somebody were to offer me two first round picks for him, I would take it.
Yeah.
So, this being the case, yeah, it's a division rival, but guess what? Use those picks to get better. Fill some other holes. And, you know, I think there's going to be some decent pass rushers available that maybe fit your system in free agency. So, I'd let him walk if that happened. And if I'm the Colts, it kind of makes sense.
Do those picks work like compensatory picks where you can't trade them? Because if you get two first-round picks, who says you can't package up that first-round pick of next year and trade it away and get something better this year?
You could trade
and make yourself better this year. Don't even worry about it. Because you can't trade compensatory picks, but if you get two for Clowney right now, take the one next year. If you're counting on Andrew Luck being great and them being even lower than 25,
which,
get rid of it now and see what you can get for this year.
See if you move up and get a respectable tackle.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea either.
Yeah,
so
now,
basically you'd be saying, okay, well, we're moving away from Clowney in hopes of and I mean the reality is the Texans could trade their pick and a Colts pick. They you don't have to even trade both of them, but to move up and get better this year, which I think is a good idea,
and go out and
but the problem is the Colts have to believe that Jadeveon Clowney is the guy that they want, and I don't think there's I think the Colts front office is a smart front office.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a smart front office is just going to throw down a bag on the table for Jadeveon Clowney right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't seem to be, and when we get Lance on next time, we can ask him because I know he knows the GM really well. But they don't seem to be a team that would make that kind of move. They don't seem to be the guys who are going to go after Le'Veon Bell and stuff like that. They seem like they're going to make smart moves that aren't going to cost them a lot. And just keep rolling over that cap space until there is an opportunity to make a move like that. And is this the guy you would want to do it with? And, you know, for me, it's a no. But I do think it's an interesting possibility.
Like, not only do you want to do it, you want to give up two first round picks in order to have the ability to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a wise move for the Colts necessarily, but because I don't know if Clowney's that guy, and you're giving up a lot just to have him. Or you could just wait until next year when the Texans don't franchise him, and you can pay him then if you decide that he's worth paying.
Yeah, I do like the idea of kind of sticking the Texans with a big tab if they decide to keep him, though.
Yeah.
Because that you can do this year.
I almost think the Texans, they're hoping for a reason to let go of Clowney.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think they would be more than happy to say, well, you know what, sorry, we couldn't pay that much, and we'll take the two draft picks and wish him all the best in Indy.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. And a couple people brought up compensatory picks can be traded now. I seem to remember reading that somewhere if they changed that rule, that you can trade them. But, you know, this would not be the same thing.
Yeah.
Because these are actual picks from the team as opposed to added picks that go from free agents being signed elsewhere. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But I just thought that was an interesting theory. I don't know that anything will come of it, but we shall see. So, have you seen the Game of Thrones trailer yet?
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it yet either because
I didn't even watch our news thing from or our sports.
You haven't watched that yet?
News,
no, that was pretty good. Other than me looking like a hideous beast, it was a really good segment.
What do you mean? Look, I thought you stood by your look.
I stand by my look, but you know, my look still sucks.
Oh,
I could stand by it all I want. It's not going to get better.
Okay.
But no, I thought you and I were the best of that round table.
Well, that's good.
I'm biased.
That's what it's supposed to be.
But yeah, on the Game of Thrones thing, I did something really dorky for my column tomorrow. I went and took the odds on who's going to be the winner at the end, and I handicapped it like I would a horse race.
Okay.
So that'll be tomorrow's column if you're looking for something fun and Game of Thronesy and gambly. I got you covered.
Okay.
I narrowed it down to five. So, and then the two guys I would bet on.
All right.
But I'm not going to tell you because then you wouldn't read the column.
I watched, last night I watched A Star Is Born.
Yeah?
Which I hadn't seen yet.
I hadn't seen it. The wife watched it, so it's still on the DVR. I haven't decided to watch it yet. Should I?
It's great if you want to be massively depressed about your life, or really about life in general. It's it's like a real bummer. The whole story is a real bummer.
Well, I watched the original, and it was a downer.
Yeah. So, but I mean, Bradley Cooper's amazing in it. That's a talented dude, man.
He can pretty much do anything. I think
he's kind of like Justin Timberlake. Like everything they touch turns to gold. He's in that category.
Yeah. I kind of, you know what I think he is? He's the new Tom Hanks, because Hanks started off with comedy and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think the first thing I saw him in was Wedding Crashers, maybe something else before that, where he, you know, played the a-hole. And he's just so good in everything.
Yeah.
I'll pretty much watch any movie he's in. I haven't watched that one yet just because, you know, it doesn't appeal to me. But
and Lady Gaga, she's super talented. That chick can sing. She's a little bit weird looking, but I think that's part of her charm. Is like, you know, if she were a straight 10, she wouldn't have to be as good as she is.
Yeah.
But she, it's almost sexy that she's, so talented. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I always find women who can really sing, I find them more talented than just...
More attractive, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More attractive than just an average hot woman. Because it's, like, I used to have a thing for Pat Benatar, even though she wasn't all that great. The lead singer for Quarterflash, I had a huge crush on because just had an amazing voice. Lizzie Hale. Yeah, none of those are tens.
Yeah.
But, boy, can they sing. All right. Hey, guys, you want to lose 3 to 11 inches off your waist in 2 weeks? Well, how about this? Give them a call at Innovative Lasers of Houston, and this is a really cool process that they do, and I'd really been struggling to get rid of, just basically get something off my gut. And it didn't matter. I was working out a lot. I was eating really well. Couldn't lose the weight. But what they do is target specific areas. And in this case, they targeted my stomach 7 inches gone, and almost 30 pounds now. And it was easy. You basically just go in there, and you lie down. They put a red light on you. That's it. There's nothing invasive. There's no recovery time. In fact, a lot of times I'd go to the gym afterwards, and you're going to wind up with more energy. You're going to feel better. It's going to change your life. And they use a Sirona laser, and what they do is they don't remove the fat. They shrink it. So it works. Believe me, I've seen it up close and personal. Right now, if you call 281-888-3094, mention ESPN, you're going to get 50% off the regular price and three sessions free. That's right, 281-888-3094, mention ESPN 97.5, 50% off the regular price and three sessions for free. You can find out all about them at innovativelasers.com, and the consultation's free. So if you want to find out what they're about, just go by, take that free consultation, and make up your mind after you talk to them. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, there are a lot of different energy providers out there. Always different offers, ranging from free weekends, free days, $600 bonus. You name it, they'll throw it out there at you. And you may have fallen for one of these offers and months later found out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being thrown onto your bill. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. There's no gimmick. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll save yourself even more money. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks for the release of Carbach's Crawford Bach, which is on tap here. If you have not tried it yet, you really need to. It's a very good, very smooth beer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And crushable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one.
That's going to be good come summertime, guys.
Exactly, because that'll be one you can take with you to the river.
It'll be good come springtime.
Yeah.
Like
if
March ever becomes spring again.
Yeah.
Like the old days when March happened in the springtime.
Before non-existent climate change.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't. Come on, Fred. That's fake news.
I know it is. But yeah, and one of my racetrack buddies brought me a nice little gift here, a little whiskey.
I saw that. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, man, you
made some right picks.
You make people money, and they take care of you.
That's nice of them.
So, 713-780-ESPN. AJ, somebody wants to know if you would smash Lady Gaga.
I don't know. I think yes.
Oh, I'm a definite yes on that.
I think yes. She's so weird looking, but she's weird in general. But I think I think it's sexy that she's so good at what she does.
Well, I'll throw another one in there. I would in a heartbeat. Adele.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not hot.
No.
But
what about Susan Boyle?
Yeah, probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's where my line's drawn, where your talent's not going to overcome.
Yeah, I'm right up against the line on that one.
Yeah.
Because when she came back, I don't know if you saw her when they did her all up and she looked really good.
I missed that.
Yeah, well, not, I mean, good for,
oh, okay,
compared to what we saw the first
relatively
time, right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not like she showed up and she was a four or anything.
Okay.
But, I'd think about it. She could probably sing her way into my heart.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN. A lot of little football news bouncing around today. There were obviously some other franchise tags, and DeMarcus Lawrence tagged again by the Cowboys yesterday. Apparently has no interest in signing that tag, so that one might get a little ugly. But I kind of expect they'll work out some kind of deal with him. They have to have him, right? I mean, that guy's as important to their
I think so.
Defense as really anybody other than Zeke Elliott is their offense.
Well, I think they realized last year that they thought forever Sean Lee was so important. And then They had that rookie. What's that rookie's name? I don't know why his name's
Van Der Esch.
Yeah, Van Der Esch showed up.
He was really good for them,
and they
too.
Were all of a sudden they were like, oh, well, I guess we don't need Sean Lee. This guy is like the new Sean Lee. So I would argue that he's more important or as important.
Yeah,
but,
fair.
But, yeah, on that defensive side, there's not many that you would say are more valuable to them.
And a couple other little things that were going on. Apparently John Gruden in love with Kyler Murray.
I'm not surprised.
Why would they do that? If you've got a quarterback, and
that's not John Gruden's quarterback.
No, but
it's not who he picked.
Yeah. You know, so if you're Arizona, sitting at one, Gruden comes with a package for the guy.
I absolutely give him whatever. Yeah. Okay.
I get him to throw Derek Carr in that package if he's in love with
no
Kyler
doubt.
Murray. Get the fourth pick. Get Carr and maybe something else. I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Then the problem is you got to try to find a way to move on from Josh Rosen, but
which it sounds like they already are going to do. It's apparently the Giants are interested, the Redskins are interested.
I'm not sure that like on a scale. What are the odds Wednesday? Let's pretend it's tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Don't confuse me. I know what day it is today for once.
What are the odds that Josh Rosen really does just suck? Because I think there's a possibility that. He just played behind one of the worst pass. He played behind the worst pass pro offensive line.
Yeah.
He has one receiver that's worth a damn, and he's 600 years old. He got nothing from his running back, and he went through two coordinators in a year, and he was just thrown right into the fire. I don't know that he sucks. He could still improve.
And I think in a better situation, and going up and sitting behind Eli for a year. Maybe sitting behind Colt McCoy for half a year. That might benefit him. Get some better players around him. Get him in a better offensive scheme, you know, with some good offensive coaches. I still think he just feels like a perfect Patriot to plug in and just sit behind Brady for a couple of years and learn from them for 2 years, and I think maybe he'd be all right.
The only concern I have – well, I mean, not the only. I mean, the guy played like hell last year, so there are multiple concerns. But the biggest concern I have that – might not be fixed by a new team would be Lance mentioned that maybe he's not looked at as the best teammate, looked at as a guy that guys want to play for, which if that's the case, then
it's got a little diva in him.
That's hard to
no
fix.
Question. And but you know what? That's why somebody like the Patriots would be perfect because
but
they,
you know
they
what?
Tend to fix that stuff.
I can't imagine that last season wasn't humbling for him if that's the case.
Yeah.
Like, you go out there and get your ass kicked like that, it's, okay, let me dial back a little bit. Remember where I'm at in the grand scheme. Because right now, Josh Rosen, he ain't very high up in the grand scheme.
So he says Mike Mayock will not place his career as a GM on the line to trade up for Kyler. Right. Well, if it's Gruden's choice, it's not.
I think Gruden has more power in that room than Mayock.
Yeah, he does. And that's a guy making $10 million a year.
Yeah.
So.
Mayock, I think Gruden may have picked Mayock to be, like, the figurehead.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that the franchise is married to John Gruden. The rest, everything else around John Gruden is replaceable. John Gruden, they're stuck with that dude.
Yeah. And, you know, I have my doubts about, I mean, 1 year of play for Kyler Murray. He was great, obviously. But is that really enough to judge a guy and say, oh, we should go all in on this kid as our quarterback? Especially since it may just be that Lincoln Riley is like Dana Holgorsen and like Mike Leach. Just every quarterback they have is...
Oh, like Kevin Sumlin used to be?
Yeah, Kevin Sumlin used to be. You know what, though? Kevin Sumlin quit being that when he lost guys like Kingsbury and Holgorsen.
Yeah.
But it's possible that... That's just what Lincoln Riley is he's a guy who's going to get the most out of a quarterback. And, you know, Baker Mayfield had some success, but does that mean Kyler Murray's going to have some success?
I don't know.
And I think the bust potential there is much, much higher than it is for most quarterbacks.
And I don't know.
That part of the draft.
Did you see what Charlie Casserly said on NFL Network about Kyler Murray?
I did not. See? He's a guy, you see? He's got an arm, see?
And he's a guy. I mean, Charlie Casserly, he's been doing this for a long time.
He has.
This is from James Palmer. Said, Charlie Casserly on the NFL Network says, the comments he heard about Kyler Murray were the worst he's ever heard at the combine on a highly rated quarterback. Leadership, not good. Study habits, not good. Board work, below not good.
Apparently his interviews were terrible.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Yeah, there was a whole story about that he didn't interview very well.
So, and add to the fact that he's got apparently a pageant dad.
See, I don't know that I buy into that, because at what point did we hear anything about Kevin Murray being involved with him until the one interview?
The Dan Patrick interview?
Yeah. I'm not so sure I'm ready to go there, because all these other pageant dads, you knew about them from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I don't recall him ever. Now, maybe he was behind the scenes, behind the transfer and things like that. I don't know. But we didn't hear about it.
Right.
So I'm not so sure I'm going there yet.
I guess for me, I'm in that spot where I wouldn't take Kyler Murray, especially that high. But there's also, if I'm like in a spot where I've got to take a quarterback, I don't know that there's one that I particularly want more than him either.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm not a big Drew Locke guy or Daniel Jones guy. I mean, they're just guys to me. Like,
but you do have some options and that's where, well, if Arizona's going to go that way, Josh Rosen will be an option for some teams.
This is
Nick
why
Foles is going to be an option that's out there.
Yeah, this is why I think Denver, whatever you think of Joe Flacco at this point, and Joe Flacco's probably not great at this point, Joe Flacco probably falls into mediocre to below average range, but it at least buys you a year.
Yeah.
And in a year where if the Broncos felt any way like I do about this draft class, the Broncos said, you know what, let's roll with Joe Flacco for a year. Next year, when Tua and Jake Fromm and all these dudes come out.
Herbert probably comes
out. Yeah, Justin Herbert. Now we'll be in a position to draft a quarterback. And let's let all these other dummy teams stock up on the Kyler Murrays and Daniel Jones and Drew Locks of the world. And God forbid, the Will Greers of the world.
Yeah.
Let them do that. And then we'll be waiting next year when the time is right.
Yeah, the thing about that, though, and we've talked about this a couple of times. Last year, when you thought, okay, we're going to wait for this draft class because it's Darnold, it's Rosen, it's going to be a great class, and then those guys regressed.
Yeah.
And now I don't think Tua is going to regress, but it's... Yeah,
even if Tua regresses a little bit, it's like, okay, well, he's still pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. And
and the other thing about Tua...
I think I feel better about him as a prospect than I did any of those guys that we talked about.
Same.
And
I feel better about Jake Fromm than any of these guys. Well, except maybe Sam Darnold. Yeah, I like Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
But if you're... I mean, here's the other thing. With Tua and with Fromm, these guys you're going to have multiple seasons of film on. Herbert's another one that you can, like, you can really make a decision on these guys, whereas you've got 1 year of Kyler Murray, and granted it was a fantastic year, but let's not forget that Kyler Murray basically just washed out of A&M. It's not like he's a can't miss prospect. He can definitely miss, and the difference between Kyler Murray and Sam Darnold had all the measurable things that you like.
Right.
He ticked all those boxes. Yeah. I mean, Kyler Murray, there's a lot of physical things that you're like, ooh, can I get past this? And then you've only got 1 year of good film on him. So I don't know. I think I'd rather play the long game here.
I'm with you on that, I think. But I don't know if the Broncos are ever going to be bad enough to be...
They might not
to
be.
..be able to get one of those guys, because they still have a really strong defense. And you know, even last year, you know, they're not bad enough to get a top five pick. And I don't know that they're going to be bad enough to get a top five
pick. It's happened to them before. They try to settle for a mid tier guy, and Paxton Lynch sucked.
And see, I think this year they're interested in Drew Locke. I think he's your Paxton Lynch.
Do you like Drew Locke?
I'm not crazy about him.
Because you liked Paxton Lynch.
I did like Paxton Lynch, but
Drew Locke's doing a good job he did a good job at the combine. He's got some good buzz going, I've seen that guy play. He beats up on crappy teams, and he sucks against everybody who's good. I don't want that.
Yeah, and the thing about Lynch that you didn't really know at the time is we talked about, and this is what concerns me about Kyler Murray, is maybe it was just the coaching there that made him look good, because they trotted out Riley Ferguson the next year, and he looked every bit as good, and he wasn't really an NFL prospect. Mm-mm. So, yeah, that's one where you need more information on a guy.
All right. You know what you don't need more information on? Well, you do a little bit. I'm going to give you some information on it. But TGS Insurance, if you own your phone, if you own your home, grab your smartphone. We're about to save you some money on home insurance policies, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Now they've come up with a new way that it'll take 15 seconds. That's it. All you do, you send them a text. You send the word money to 232323. They're going to ask you for your address. You send that back, you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, guys. And you're going to save some real money. This company, these savings, they're legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $825 on home insurance. You don't need to wait until your renewal even, because TGS is going to take care of it. They're going to deal with the back-end stuff, so you can just stop thinking about it and start saving money just like that. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood for the Carbach-Crawford-Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks on I-10 and Kirkwood. Not Merkwood, as it kept trying. My phone kept trying to autocorrect to as I was texting someone to tell them where we were. But we're celebrating the release of Carbach's Crawfordbach, which is a terrific beer. If you haven't tried it, they have it on draft here. They have it on draft at all the Twin Peaks locations. And tomorrow we'll be at Twin Peaks on 290 as we continue our 3-day tour of all the Twin Peaks,
the world tour.
I'm putting this one in the lead though.
After so far,
2 days, yeah. This is my favorite one so far.
What's your favorite about it? Do you think the views are more scenic here?
I think the views are more scenic here. I think the
views are incredibly scenic here.
The views are very friendly.
They actually are.
They're extremely friendly.
It's funny because sometimes when you go to a place with really scenic views, those views know how scenic they are. And sometimes they don't
appreciate olds.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah.
So
they're super scenic views here, and they're actually like making eye contact with you and talking,
smiling
to you.
Smiling and being friendly and you know, helpful.
Even like pretending a little bit like you're cute, trying to.
Well, not me, but maybe you.
Okay, maybe me, but yeah, not you. And by the way, you got a positive tweet. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Someone heard you talking about your television performance, and you were hard on yourself about it.
Yeah. Well, no, actually. Everybody else was hard on me. I wasn't that hard on myself. I've given up.
WB says, I wish Fred would being so hard on himself. He looked fine, especially considering he had just been drudged out of a river.
Okay, so that's not a compliment.
He said you look fine.
Yeah, for basically being a dead guy.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's not a positive.
Oh.
That's okay. You guys keep firing. If making fun of me entertains you, that's all I really care about. Hey, I do have a question, though.
Okay.
That maybe I'm being a hypocrite about something, and I want your opinion on it. As we talked about Talk Sports Guy yesterday, and
which, by the way, that ended in disaster.
Yeah.
He kept replying, and like I finally stopped responding to him, and it got super super weird at the end. So I thought, you know, it was basically over. We talked about what I had said yesterday when I told him to Google if he didn't know what his other options were.
Yeah.
And he said, just a suggestion, bro. No need to rip me on air. I like you guys. That's why I do listen. Just making a suggestion. And I was like, that's fine. I'm just saying I don't go to your work and tell you how to do a better job. The show is the show, man. That's how the show was built. And he said, understand, I'm saying you guys are good and you are interesting. I just think more attention to the vast amount of local sports we have might be what some people like. Sorry if I was out of line. I like a lot of the show. And then randomly, 4 hours later, he just, like, I I felt like that was a good place to leave the conversation.
Just leave it there. That's fine.
He decided 4 hours later to send one last message. Your show sucks and you're a psychopath.
Okay. First off.
Am I the psychopath?
No, you're not a psychopath. I mean, I'm a sociopath. I make no bones about it.
Also, he said, your show sucks, Y-O-U-R-E, So his last swing of the hammer missed the head of the nail just a little bit.
I was bitching about Good Morning Football a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what I found is when they talk football, that's a really good show.
They just don't often do it?
No, they... too many times when there's actually something going on, they'll do one of their bits. And so now I've gotten where I just turn it off when their bit's on, and because I don't really want that. Maybe I'm being hypocritical because I feel like NFL Network, MLB Network, and NHL Network, when I tune into those, that's when I really want to hear them talking about the sport, right?
Because I just want to be entertained. I think that's like my goal.
But I don't watch those. I don't watch those for entertainment. I watch those for information.
Okay, so here's the deal with radio and television. I think most people in radio and television have figured out that people who want strict information, they go to the internet.
It's not just information. It's also
analysis.
Yeah, you're getting really good analysis. And so I watched today for about 45 minutes and when they were just talking about stuff in the NFL, and it was really good.
Well, here's the thing, Fred. This is where you're a smart. Instead of saying, they give me really good analysis sometimes, but then they play around too much. You know, when they're playing around, you just say, okay, I'm not going to pay attention. When they're tune in.
I don't mind the playing around in the off season when there's not much going on. I think you have to do that, right?
If that's the case, what is the NFL's off season if it isn't right now?
Well, that's the thing.
They don't have an off season.
They don't really do. They don't really, but there's still some slow times, and I don't mind it at all then. But then when it's the Monday after a game when they're doing these bits, when I want their analysis of stuff, that's where I get frustrated. So am I being a hypocrite?
No. I mean, as long as you're not tweeting them saying, hey, talk football.
Oh, God, I would never do that. No.
Every show is going to decide to do the show the way they want to do it.
Yeah. And I get, I'm probably not their target audience. They're going for younger.
Your move is to watch if you like what you see and not watch if you don't.
Yeah, just flip
no
over.
No one's got a gun to your head.
Sometimes, but it's not for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's your wife. Your wife does that all the time.
She wouldn't get anywhere near a gun. You kidding me? that's one of those discussions that when I really want to piss her off, I just start some kind of a gun conversation with her because we're so far on the opposite end of the planet on that.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Look at Beth behind you. What a scenic view. What a scenic view.
Oh, boy. Well, one thing I can tell you about.
Tell me about it.
Is you got an iPhone.
I do.
I have an iPhone.
Yeah.
Aaron, iPhone?
Nick, iPhone?
Nick, do you have an iPhone?
I do.
See, four for four.
Four for four. And let's be honest, we're on this thing all the time, right? I know I am. And I do everything on there, even make bets on it. But why not do your car insurance on there? And because that's what Go Car Insurance is all about. They're on the iPhone. It's a terrific app. It delivers the first ever on-demand car insurance experience. Fast, reliable, integrated with Apple. So you don't have to worry about these questionable web forms. And this is the way things are now. And if you haven't checked out the app yet, you need to. It's so easy to get a quote. Just do this. Snap a photo of your license. Receive a quote in seconds. Use Apple Pay. That's it. And now your car insurance is right there on your iPhone, just like everything else, your Candy Crush and everything else. And if you're still stuck in the past filling out pages of insurance paperwork, why are you doing that? It's a waste of your time. You could be playing on your phone. So take a break from that. Search for Go Insurance in the App Store or visit go.insure to see how crazy fast car insurance can be. Just download the Go app. It's fast. So long, paperwork. Hello, 2019.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks, I-10 and Kirkwood. Come on out. We will be here till 5:30, and then A&M basketball will take over from there. And celebrating the release of the Crawford Bach from Carbach. And if you come out and you get a Crawford Bach on draft, well, first off, you'll love it. Yeah. You'll like have the beer, and you're like, oh, man, this is awesome. But you're going to get a raffle ticket, and a little bit later on, they're going to draw for hats, T-shirts, and signed Astros baseball.
That's right.
So how about that? You must be present to win.
Lamont says, in all fairness, ESPN 97.5 gladly accepted the accolades from the Houston press, labeling us the best sports station in Houston. Seems like if you aren't sports, you would say, no, we're a variety station, and I don't have a problem with the ratio. Here's the deal, though. Like, it's like if you get when the Grammy nominees are announced and someone says best rock album or best hip-hop album, and you're like, oh, dude, that's not rock or that's not hip-hop, but it still got nominated. If you win, you don't just say, this isn't what we are. Come on. I mean, no. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
if I'm not mistaken, it was best station. It wasn't best sports station.
Yeah, it was best radio station in Houston. We weren't the best sports station. We were the best radio station in Houston. So, but either way, I'm not going to argue with what category people put us in. I mean, if people want to call us a sports station, that's fine. But, I mean, we are and we are in a lot of ways a sports station, but we're not just a sports station.
Well, I think we try to be an entertainment and sports station.
That's what I care about, dude.
Just like the first two letters in that ESPN.
That's right.
Guys, if you haven't checked out Sports Map today, there's tons of great stuff on there. Some of us were working very hard on Sports Map all day. Cody Stutes has 11 favorite things from the NFL Combine. That was his first trip up there. He did a great job. I can't say enough good things about him. But it's a really good piece. We've got a Ken Hoffman column reviewing the Rodeo Carnival's food. For those of you who are into that, always love throwing Hoffman's food stuff on there. Barry's spot on, if you miss a Houston sports show, his BS report, it's up on the site as well. And eventually we're going to have our segment so AJ can watch it.
I'll watch it tonight. I've got it on the DVR. I was busy watching Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga last night.
Well, Bradley Cooper, much better to look at than we are, no question.
Now, that's not surprising.
Charlie Puello has...
Although Bradley Cooper, I mean, he was like... Most of that movie, he was... Think about like Fred in 2011. Or 2009 maybe, Fred. Drunk level.
Yeah.
He was that for almost the whole movie. So, I mean,
interesting.
He's not at his peak during this movie.
But he's still really
handsome.
It shows his depth.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a video from Charlie Palillo on how Chris Paul's health should trump playoff seeding. Joel has a column up on how the Texans should go after Landon Collins. Go ahead and let.
Okay.
I'm okay with keeping Matthew.
I mean, would I love to have, like, I've heard people say, oh, why don't we go after Landon Collins? Why don't we go after Earl Thomas?
Yeah, he throws that name out, too.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool, but those guys got to want to come here, too. And guess what? Those are the pretty girls at the dance that everybody's asking to dance.
Yep.
And
Bradley Cooper's going to get them, and the Texans are not Bradley Cooper.
No.
They're higher up than Fred Fowler, but they're not Bradley Cooper.
Right.
And then Jermaine has some potential Texans free agent targets and some numbers for them on his column. And
By the way, do you have any understanding as to why the Giants would not sign Landon Collins?
Yeah, it's very strange. I would have at least franchised him.
That's basically saying, okay.
Because a safety franchise tag isn't that much.
No.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, so all that's on the site. Go check it out. Tomorrow you can read my column, Breaking Down the Game of Thrones Odds Like It's a Horse Race.
Okay.
I hope people will enjoy it. I tried to do something different. I'm going to do this for next week because kind of dovetailing off the thing we did on Jerome's show, like the five people on the Houston sports scene I most want to party with. I'm going to save that for next week.
Okay.
Because I just, with the new trailer and everything.
You haven't figured out a fourth and fifth guy.
I haven't. I've got three, and I need
to. Is one of them me?
Well, no, it's not media people. It's like, owners and players and coaches.
Oh.
So
I say sports every day.
I know, but we've actually partied
in Vegas. I talk about
Vegas,
sports so almost every day.
These are people I've never partied with.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, there's a pretty good list. Like, if I were doing my five favorite people in Houston media that I've partied with, you're probably making
John
that list.
John McClane.
John's on that list.
Rich Lord.
Never.
Milo Hamilton.
Dead.
Yeah, but still.
I'd probably rather party with him dead than
Barry Warner.
Yeah, Barry Warner.
Barry was entertaining back in the day.
Was Barry sober when you guys partied?
We never really did. You know, he was friends with my dad. They did a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
I heard some stories, believe me.
Okay.
But yeah, that Barry.
Yeah, I want to catch Barry pre-rehab if I were partying with Barry Warner.
Yeah. Yeah, Barry's still on my list of guys I want to get high with.
Yeah. What I don't like about – I wouldn't want to get high with Barry because Barry, even when he's not high, when he starts a conversation with you, he doesn't let you walk away from it comfortably. Like, that's what – I don't like that. I don't like when someone strikes up a conversation and then, like, that conversation reaches a natural break.
Right.
And you start to walk away and he just cranks it right back up. I don't like that. That's a big pet peeve for me.
Yeah, things are –
not just from Barry, but from people in general.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with that. When there's a time when things are supposed to end, right? And you just – that's it.
Yeah, not everybody – I mean, we can't talk forever.
No. But – yeah, I think if I were making a media list of the best people that I've partied with, Granato's on that list for sure. You're on that list.
Joel Blank.
I've never actually hung
Joel
out
Blank
and got drunk with Joel.
A joke.
Yeah, well.
Raheel Ramzanali.
Nope, doesn't drink.
Mm, no.
Won't work.
Del Olale.
Doesn't drink.
Mm, man. That ain't fun.
You could probably guess the other ones because they're probably the same people you've enjoyed hanging out with.
I don't know. I don't like hanging out with anybody.
I see.
I mean, you're all right.
Sometimes.
But
as long as I'm not doing TV, I'm great.
The rest of them, no thanks. What about Jerome? You party with Jerome?
Oh, yeah. Jerome's on the list for sure. Jerome and I have been hanging out since the Chronicle days, and we had some times.
There you go.
So now Jerome's one of those guys that like I may not hang out with for a year, but then we'll go out and just have a blast and have all kinds of fun. And Jerome's the reason I'm at 97.5.
That's right.
So that's something that will always be. I will always appreciate him for talking me into going over to 97.5. 713-780-ESPN is the number if you want to get out here. Not much time left because short show today. Come and get your Crawford Bach on. Come and get your Twin Peaks on. Make sure you get that Crawford Bach on draft so you get a chance to win that raffle. The Carbide guys are here and are going to raffle off all kinds of stuff. So get shirts, hats, and you can also get signed Astros baseball. You know what? Before I came over today, last thing I did was went and I shaved with a brand new razor from Harry's, and man, it makes a difference. If you haven't tried Harry's yet, here's your chance. You can get a five-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. How about this? $3. $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is go to harrys.com and use code F-A-O-U-R. And Harry's, these guys, they were tired of paying too much money for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. These razors are awesome. They do the job for you. I get them delivered right to my mailbox. I never have to worry about, oh, I need a razor. I'm going to go to the store. No, they get them to you, and I have a program set up basically where every couple of months when I need more razors, it gives me a little deal and tells me, and I just go in and get my replacements. Their cartridges, the replacement cartridges, just $2 each, and that's half of what you're going to pay for one of those big-name companies. And it all comes with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code F-A-O-U-R at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code F-A-O-U-R at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code F-A-O-U-R. Check out to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you so you can support the Blitz. That's harrys.com.